www.thebrownfamily.com or at 561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
See, the thing about Jesus and the thing about Paul and many other disciples, wherever they went, they were either heralded as they thought Paul and Silas were gods. But then when they found out they weren't gods, they tried to kill them. Everywhere Jesus went, they either heralded him as Messiah, as a Hosanna, or kill him. There was no in-between. But see, we like the in-between. We like to be under the radar. I got news for you. I told y'all last week. Some of us, God getting ready to make you stand out. Ain't no way around it, whether you like it or not. I don't care if you do think you shy. You better get over that shyness. God getting ready to make you stand out. You're not going to be able to hide. You're not going to be blended in there. No, God going to put you out front. People are going to be looking to you. People are going to be emulating you. People are going to be questioning you. People are going to scrutinize you. God going to put you out there. You better get ready for it. Hello, and any little flaw, they're going to jump on it. You better get ready to know how to handle some criticism. Because I said, God's going to push you out front. Amen. Somebody say intimidation. Number two is the spirit of hindrance. The spirit of hindrance. These are wrestlers we got to deal with. Oh, I love it. Satan, you're a liar. Get behind me. Spirit of hindrance. See, well, let me go back to the spirit of intimidation. See, because this is what he does. If you recall, Saul and those, the army, the mighty men of Saul were paralyzed by fear. Intimidation will try to paralyze you. Intimidation, listen to me. Look at somebody and tell them, I'm anointed. Every saint of God is anointed. We're not talking just bishops and apostles. No, every saint of God is anointed. And the same anointing that raised Jesus from the dead is in you and will quicken and give life to your mortal body. Come on, somebody say the same anointing. It's not another anointing. It's the same anointing. The same anointing that was brooding upon the face of the waters. In the beginning, when there was darkness on the face of the deep, and God spoke, that same anointing that brought light. My God, I wish you could grab a hold of this. That same anointing is on the inside of you. That same anointing is giving you life every day. That same anointing is destroying every yoke. That same anointing, if you will stir him up. Hey, listen, see, the anointing was brooding upon the face of the water, but he wasn't stirred up. See, you can tell he ain't stirred up when ain't nothing happening. But the moment God spoke, come on, I said, the moment God spoke, stirred it up. See, your words will stir up your anointing. You can't be going around murmuring and complaining. You can't be going around talking about that we saw giants in the land and we look like grasshoppers. No, you're not stirring up the anointing. You're giving the devil place. You got to stir your anointing. In the midst of darkness, God said, light be. And he didn't think to contemplate. He spoke it. When Brother Ernest spoke, in the shower, he wasn't questioning, he wasn't doubting, he wasn't wavering, he spoke it and it came to pass. Somebody say that same anointing. Now see, intimidation does this. Intimidation will try to cause you to despise yourself and your anointing. Make you feel a little, despise what God has done in you. I'll never forget when I got there from the boys, they were laughing. You know, they were laughing, and I could do chuckles and stuff, but they didn't know what I was carrying. They wasn't laughing at the finish line. Not a one of them was laughing. All of them was mad, especially Fred. Fred had the record till I raced him. Come on. But see, intimidation will cause you to despise yourself and your anointing. To despise it. Not only that, it'll cause confusion. And there won't be any movement. See, intimidation will cause you to get confused. Lord only knows different nations we've gone into where we've had to start building from the ground up where there was confusion. I mean, massive confusion. People talking while you're preaching. I mean, loud and all kind of crazy going on. But you know what? You can't be intimidated by that stuff. You can't be intimidated. You got to keep hitting that thing in the spirit realm, hitting that thing until finally something gonna give. Hello? The greater one is on the inside of you. Something's got to give. Well, not just in the nations, but in your situation. In your circumstance, in your environment. You got to stay with the word, with what God says, and not waver, not become intimidated. Amen. Even when they say no, even when the word cancer's brought up. Don't shout me down now. I said, don't shout me down now. See, that's when folk go to backing up. Don't even want to think about that. No, you need to clear your mind and say, you know what? Cancer is a reality. But, you know, the truth of the matter is, by his stripes, I am and was healed. By his stripes, I am delivered. By his stripes, I'm set free. By his stripes. Listen. There's a natural order. There's a spiritual order. Your healing is not after the natural order. Just like medicine, you know, someone that's on medication, whether to quiet symptoms, control symptoms, or to heal ultimately their body, they have to stay on the medication. Amen. Can't take it once and say, you know what I mean? Well, the word is medicine. Amen. But see, it's not a natural medicine. The word speaks to your spirit. And once your spirit is full of that medicine, it goes into the body. And then the body has to yield to your spirit. Oh, I wish I had some help up in here. See, you got to understand the ways of God. God works through the spirit. You can be trying all the medication that there is and nothing work. But then get a hold of God's word and start decreeing God's word. Start speaking God's word. Let God's word be your diet. Let God's word govern your life. Let God's word saturate your physical body, your mind, and your spirit. After a while, you become that word. The word becomes flesh. Well, I wish I had some real help up in here today, but whether y'all help me or not, I'm stirred. You know what? You can speak the word. And see, this is over all of your life. Everything at any time. If you get developed in God's word. Hello, I said, if you allow the word to get developed in your spirit and your mind. I'm not talking about mind over matter. I'm talking about the reality of life. My word is spirit. And it's life. That's why we got the edge. That's why we have the advantage over somebody in the world. They don't have access like we have access. They don't have access to truth or life like we have access. That's why you got to stir yourself. Don't let the devil trick you and you act like a mere mortal. Like you have no access to the throne. Like God is not God. Like he doesn't own the earth and the fullness thereof. Like there's no provision for you. Well, you know, the economy. Bump the economy. God has an economy. And his currency is not money, but his faith. Well, you know what they say. Who are they? I haven't figured out who they are yet. Ask somebody, who are they? You know, they say. They're probably a child of the devil. Come on. Tell somebody, stir yourself up. Come on, tell them, stir your bad self up. Number two is the spirit of hindrance, hindering spirits. Spirits that try to hinder you. These are those rascals that set roadblocks. They try to refuse to let you pass. I remember, Brother Ernest remembers, Pastor remembers, Brother John Olson remembers when we went to that auction for that property. Can I testify? And Brother Watson remembers too. Right away, you know, we had 30 days. We were able to get it in our possession through the auction, which I know was a move of God too. Remember that gentleman that was there? It was only one person that was bidding against us, but he looked like he owned Saudi Arabia or something. Literally. Am I telling the truth? And I got two witnesses. He looked like a sheik. This guy was dressed with all his white, and I'm thinking, oh, Lord, there's only one bidding against us, but who is this guy? But I believe with all my heart that when we got to a certain limit, our limit, that God shut his mouth. God stopped him. He was probably just looking for something to throw some money into as a shelter or whatever. I don't know, but God shut his mouth. Because, see, he knew this property was for the kingdom. And that we were the ambassadors there representing him. Even though that man probably had more money you could shake a stick at. But he didn't go away with the property. When we got the property, I left down 95 going home rejoicing. I was just like on cloud nine, just wondering, Lord, what has just happened here? And then reality set in. You got 30 days to pay for this, or it's going back on the auction block. I mean, that was reality knocking at the door, huh? But you know, I'm mindful all the time. I said, well, if God brought us this far, if God put this property in our hand, now I know he didn't put it in our hand to take it back from us. So he's got to have a way. Tell somebody, stir yourself up. If God had brought you this far, if God has blessed you thus far, then don't think that he's wanting you to go back. He's got another way. He's got another plan. He's got something in the wings. You just have to stir yourself up.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 29 of The Faith Crisis, Stir Up the Gift. The enemy will attempt to block you by using the spirit of hindrance. This spirit endeavors to set roadblocks and refuses to let you pass. Hindrance also tries to prevent you from finishing your assignment. Philippians 1 and 6 says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. As we begin to stir, the Holy Spirit begins to move. Angels hearken to the word of the Lord. We are mandated to speak God's word over our lives, in our lives, and throughout our lives. The confidence is in God, not within self.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.